Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals. Your daily dose of 5 minutes to win the day, with your boy Asher Blake here to help you level up that morning routine and kickstart your productivity. Now, I'm not talking about becoming some corporate machine churning out spreadsheets all day long. This is about finding the sweet spot where you feel energized, focused, and actually enjoy getting things done. Ever feel like there are just too many things on your plate? Like you're running around in circles, checking off boxes but never really feeling accomplished? You know that feeling when your to-do list keeps growing longer and longer? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a better way. Today we're diving into the art of prioritizing tasks, because let's be honest, not all tasks are created equal. Some are urgent, some are important, and most fall somewhere in between. First things first. Ditch the I'll do it later mentality. It's a productivity killer. When you keep putting things off, that feeling of overwhelm just builds and builds. You end up stressing more, working harder, and achieving less. So how do we tackle this beast? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can completely transform your approach to getting stuff done. Number 1. Identify your big rocks. These are the tasks that truly matter, the ones that align with your goals and values. Imagine a jar filled with sand, pebbles, and rocks. The sand is all those little tasks that might seem important but don't really move the needle. The pebbles are the things you should definitely get done, but not necessarily today. And then there are your big rocks, those major projects, those crucial goals that shape your overall success. You need to figure out what those big rocks are in your life and schedule time for them first. Number 2. Embrace the power of saying no. It's a tough one, I know. But seriously, you can't be everything to everyone all the time. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or simply drain your energy. Remember, protecting your time is essential for maximizing productivity. Number 3. Break it down. Big projects can feel intimidating, like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. So break them down into smaller, more manageable tasks. Think of it like building a house. You wouldn't start with the roof first, right? You lay the foundation, build the walls, then add the finishing touches. The same goes for big projects. Chunk them down into smaller steps and celebrate each milestone along the way. Number 4. Time blocking is your best friend. Schedule specific blocks of time for certain tasks. Don't just write work on project on your to-do list, block out a dedicated hour or two. This creates a sense of urgency and accountability, helping you stay focused and avoid distractions. It's like creating a mini schedule within your day. And finally, number 5. Don't forget to recharge. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, or simply reading a good book, these breaks will help you return to your tasks feeling refreshed and re-energized. Think about the time you were working on a big project, maybe a school presentation or work deadline, and everything felt overwhelming. You had so many things to do, but you didn't know where to start. Maybe you ended up procrastinating, stressing out, and ultimately not delivering your best work. Now imagine if you had applied these 5 key takeaways, identifying your big rocks, saying no to distractions, breaking down the project into smaller tasks, time blocking specific work sessions, and taking regular breaks to recharge. You would have felt more in control, less stressed, and ultimately delivered a higher quality outcome. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. Start small, implement these strategies gradually, and see the difference they make in your daily life. So, what are you waiting for? Get out there, prioritize those tasks, and crush it today. I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little productivity boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Until next time, keep hustling.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.